Sweden to study the effect criminals have on politics. By Chris Tomlinson on February 16, 2023. The Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention, BRA, has announced it will be studying the effect of criminality on Swedish politics, as some claim criminal pressure on politicians and parties is a growing problem in government. Swedish Justice Minister Gunnar Strömmer announced this week that the government was commissioning BRA to study the issue, stating, "It is aimed at a growing problem." According to Strömmer, the study needs to look into the issue after evidence of criminal gangs influencing local governments in cities like Södertälje, where they have allegedly influenced building permits and other government issues, SVT reports. In the city of Gothenburg, criminal gangs are alleged to have led to a culture of silence among the public administration, according to Minister Strömmer. Strömmer also noted the closure of several youth recreation centers in the town of Botkyrka, located just south of Stockholm. Late last month, it was alleged that gang criminals had joined the Social Democrat Party in the town and were able to use their vote to force out Ebba Oslin, who served as chairman of the municipal board and was known for being tough on gang crime. According to Oisin Cantwell, a columnist for the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet, the new members of the party who turned up to the meeting to oust Oslin were not only linked to gang criminals, but many of them barely spoke any Swedish. Oslin had been involved in the closures of the youth centers in Botkyrka after several members of the notorious Varby network had been linked to those venues. There are many indications that organized crime may have taken part in the dismissal of the leading politician in the municipality. It's unheard of. That is unacceptable. What happens to Botkyrka if a social democrat who is indebted to the Varby network takes over? Cantwell wrote last month. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.